Well, of course, on the South Shore, we've got another aspect of the story. We've got State Representative Patrick Kearney standing by. He has introduced a bill to ban any and all Russian-made products, including Russian energy imports from Massachusetts. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine. Thank you so much for having me.
You just filed this bill on Friday. Tell our listeners again the focus and the purpose.
Well, as all of us have been watching, we know that the Russian military has invaded the Ukraine. It's a clear violation of international law and the sovereignty of democratically elected people. And, you know, when we think about what we can do to show support and stand with the people of the Ukraine in their fight against Russia, I found it important that we be cutting all economic ties with Russia while they continue to invade the Ukraine. We buy a lot of oil and gas from them, along with other products, and we really shouldn't be doing anything to support the Russian economy, you know, while they're shooting at people who believe that they live in a sovereign nation. And, you know, we have to be doing everything that we can to protect democracy, not only at home, but everywhere.
Well, you know, sometimes, very often things at the State House move so slowly. How is this bill going to get fast-tracked?
Well, I think we try to do our best to move on things that require a response quickly. And, you know, I look forward to working with my colleagues on getting this done as quickly as possible. The people of the Ukraine need it. I think it's a signal to the federal government that more needs to be done. And I think we're starting to see states like New York who are doing something similar. Governor Sununu just pulled Russian vodka off of state liquor store shelves. There is a grassroots effort to be showing support for the Ukraine, and I hope that Massachusetts can be a leader and a part of that.
Do you think people would be surprised to know that the U.S. continues, I think, to purchase 556,000 barrels of Russian oil every day?
Yeah, and that's what I think is important when we're having these discussions, that small economic sanctions don't do anything. We need a united, aggressive, and swift response to Russia's actions. And I think that that has to cripple the Russian economy, not just target parts of it. So that's what my intention was with this bill. I'm looking forward to trying to get something done as quickly as possible and showing the Ukrainian people that we support them in their efforts against the attack.
Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Hope we can check in with you again to see what's the progress is with this bill. Thanks so much for joining us again. That's State Representative Patrick Kearney of Scituate and Marshfield. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Christine.
Welcome. We'll be back after this.